sometimes you just wish that the things that say they're plug and play, because this is just like plug and play. Like, I'm literally plugging in the USB, plugging in the audio interface, and it's all set correctly. But the software doesn't interpret the settings correctly. And so then you have to do like a complete reset of the settings. Like, and this is, this takes a lot of too much thinking. There's too much thinking involved in creating these pieces of content when it should be just super simple. I mean, for the average person, I guess, that gets involved in creating content, they just don't care. They're just like, you know, I don't know. Success is, you know, very hard to measure. I mean, you could have the most viewers, and still, like, what's the quality of the content? It's like XQC, like last night. Good quality content, cares about his viewers, but sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes it's the opposite. Ton of viewers and just no sense of community. Sometimes, because it gets overtaken by trolls or things that are outside of the creator's control. And now I fight to get back into what I was talking about. Because honestly, sometimes I feel like I'm talking about nothing. Let's just sit here and meditate. We'll meditate together. Oh, something I was thinking. I don't feel too negative about promoting people that want to get their, you know, their message or what their business or their creative out there. But I don't like it when people ask for things to be done. And there's just really, it's not aligned with the work that I'm putting into Esports Business Network. So, like, if you're in, I get it. Like, I get that people want to promote their business, but please bring value. Like, please put something into the community that will increase people's increase the conversation around esports. Don't just put something in there that's like business seminar happening, you know, around e-commerce or like teaching a class and, you know, asking for people to pay for something without providing value up front and some sort of intrinsic value of like, oh, whatever the game is that the person, whatever the game that you like is, put it up there and whatnot. That's in frustrations with running a community on Facebook. But the business of creating community online and the business of creating community offline, I think they're aligned. I think, you know, when you're, I think the way that we build relationships, in-person relationships, is by attending events and meeting new people and seeing what people are doing in life, whether that be like construction, some sort of household services, healthcare, technology, whatever the industry is, and like seeing how that person may benefit you professionally or personally. Some people who provide a service or product, you'll meet them out in it somewhere, and maybe it'll be a personal relationship and it won't turn into a business relationship. And that personal relationship could be turned into something, you know, like a friendship, or maybe a romantic relationship, like a partner or something like that. This is my perception. I don't know if it's true or not. I still have not validated it enough. But I think a lot of people question, you know, if they're doing things right, you know. They wake up, they're like, what am I supposed to do with my day? And that's what I wonder every single day. I wake up, what am I supposed to do with myself? Some people have a job to go to, and they have that job, and they keep that job because it's a sense of normalcy, or what am I saying? What is the word I'm looking for? Normalcy. And that normalcy keeps them stable. They form work relationships because they just, you know, maybe don't have the extroverted nature to go out and create personal relationships in the, you know, their local community or like an international community, online community. Everyone's lifestyle is different. Everyone's lifestyle is different. As I'm thinking here, I'm trying to think of how I can improve my community building. And I'm challenged by this statement that a leader has followers. And when you look at the people on Instagram, the people on Twitter, that have a lot of followers, I just don't get the perception that they're leaders. And, you know, I feel that a lot of people that are in the comments and talking see themselves as leaders. And so that's why they say they critique and criticize those people with a lot of followers, like, and tell them how they should and shouldn't be doing something. And I feel like maybe, like, what can I do to be a better leader? Because leaders have followers that people see what I'm doing as a leader and want to replicate it, or they want to implement it in their lives. And the way that I think about it, and I think the way that it is actually in reality, is that you have to be just doing what you be yourself. That's what I think. And I'm challenged with this the people who use that, weaponize that statement is be yourself, because nothing is really all that original. And I am terrible at recognizing all of the influences that happen in my life. Like, I pick up, I think I mimic a lot of stuff that maybe isn't the best leadership, but I don't know, because people that have a lot of followers are considered leaders, and that's like a negative thing to me. I think that people see individuals that act crazy or not crazy. See, that's me using negative language and you know, falling into the trap that people put out to make people seem unrealistic, or like make people they ostracize people or alienate people by saying that they're crazy. And I don't think people are crazy. I think that people try to do things, and if it's not super successful, then people want to put that negative energy on them because they're actually attempting to make things something work. They want to put that person down so that they can feel better about themselves, since maybe they're not accomplishing the goals that they want to accomplish. And I don't think that this is like, I don't think this is only true for people who are unsuccessful in life. I think this is also true for people who are successful in life, because they feel lonely. They feel emotions that make them feel anxiety. They make depression. They feel like so many different negative emotions. And this is what I think is true. I think if you take action on reversing those negative emotions and turning toward a positive, you know, message, and being making people think about doing good things and saying good things about others, that your life will improve and you can go on to a better life and living a healthier lifestyle. But there are always going to be these trials and tribulations and obstacles to overcome that people – some people just don't make it through it. And I sometimes feel this way. I feel like I get caught in an inability to think about my – challenges, and I just get to where I'm just droning in life and just on autopilot in like a negative headspace. Autopilot in a negative headspace. Thinking, why am I not as successful as I want to be? Why am I not? Why? Questioning these things. And understanding that one of my whys is because I want to be successful. That's the why. I need to be successful. Let me change that frame of mind. I need to be successful. I need to increase my self-worth, my the way that I perceive myself. I need my mindset to change. You know, I feel like I have a pretty healthy mindset, a pretty like good head on my shoulders, and I'm able to kind of navigate and make decisions and make the right choices at times. I also make a lot of choices that I think, you know, make me take two steps back instead of two steps forward. But then again, I'm like, oh, if I look at it from a different perspective, and I'll always look at things at multiple perspectives. I think, well, what would the haters say? Well, what would the cheerleaders say? What do the haters say? What does the other side? What do the ops say? What are the ops thinking? Why are the ops thinking that way? If the ops were to think this way, would they think this differently? With the teammates, the people who are on my side, why are they thinking that way? Why are they kind of acting like the ops? Teammates acting like the ops. Why are the ops acting like teammates? And trying to figure out, like, okay, why isn't the world working cohesively? And instead, we kind of have these people being haters and being followers. Haters and followers. Well, followers can also be haters too, though. Because you see all the negative comments. You talk about big celebrities always talking about how how people are in the comments saying negative things. And this is what I think about. Because I think when a creative gets on a screen and they start talking to an audience and they start picking at and being picky about like certain people being negative and then like addressing the negativity, it just amplifies and makes it bigger. Sometimes it feels like people who are celebrities, they give those trolls attention. It just gives the fire to the other trolls to be like, oh, I can get some of that attention too if I'm negative, instead of hearing enough positivity. And I don't know why creatives address the negativity. I mean, I don't know why it is in the human experience and the way that people communicate that we get caught up talking about the negative instead of just always talking about the positive. I wish I was more a better communicator in that way. I wish I was a better communicator in the way that I would only talk about positive things and, you know, be more, amplify that message more. I get the sense that percentage wise, I'm more in my headspace. I think about negative things. And the reason I think that's true is because I feel like I'm a problem solver. I feel like I'm someone who looks at negative things and just wants to resolve them. I don't always like vocalize or speak out loud negative things, but I see them and I think them in my head and I think, oh, I see this negative thing, like the towels or aren't like aligned in a way that people are able to take advantage of the towels. You know, they're a bathroom where do you ever have this experience where you're in a bathroom, the paper towel dispenser isn't working right, so you try to fix it because you think about the people that come into the bathroom later. You want those people to be able to get a paper towel, wash their hands, get it done. But then isn't the job of the janitors and the people that work there to make sure that all the customers can have paper towels and make it convenient and easy to utilize the paper towels? Or are they just like broke or something? Is the business broke so they can't afford to get more paper towels, so they're holding the paper towels back from the customers? And this is the sort of things that I think about when I see like these mistakes, these things that the machine, when the machine isn't working correctly. And when, why isn't that those employees, the people that are, it's their job to repair and keep, make sure that the machine is well oiled and doing the right thing, that this is the stuff I think about. I'm just like, the inconveniences and the lack of hospitality sometimes. It's, and then I think about the lives of the people that work at places like that, that are like getting paid basically nothing to work at a restaurant. And it's like, why should they be inconvenienced by the way that the system isn't performing well? That there's not a quality manager or a quality general manager working at the restaurant or place of business that makes sure that the paper towels are freaking out so that you can wash your hands properly as a customer or even as an employee, because you would want your staff to make sure that they're not giving staff. I'm not trying to be punny, but yeah, I just think I want to be accomplishing more things. There's 24 hours in a day. Of those 24 hours, you dedicate 8 hours of those to sleep, and then maybe another 6 hours to eating. What do you do with the rest of your time every day? How do you maximize the output? And, you know, how do you make sure that you're not working against yourself? Yeah. How do you increase your performance? How do I, without, you know, spending a lot of money, improve my skills? How do I maximize the amount of time that I'm spending as working and getting paid? How do I do that? Some people, that's a job and working overtime. And so overtime pays more money. But for me, I want my skill, I want a high ticket skill set that pays greater over time. And I also want to work more. I want to work more hours too and get paid a lot of money for a highly valuable skill set. Being a problem solver, being someone that thinks on a sophisticated level, a high level of thinking, whether that be like science, mathematics, health, those skill sets should be paid a high salary or commission or whatever. But the people that make the most money are generally in sales. They're in some form of communication. Yeah. And it doesn't appear that people who operate heavy machinery or at a very micro level are being compensated adequately for their skill set. Because, well, number one, I feel like services and products are heavily discounted because people want to stay working. And obviously the economy is all over the place. So what can you expect? I mean, what can you expect from a content creator like myself with all of these things to think about? And I'm thinking about these in real time with an audience and on a podcast. What can you expect? And I think it's a lot easier to create content when you're like not a solo podcast. If you're having like a guest host or a guest on the show, it's easier to talk to someone and see what they're thinking and what they're what kind of content that they're consuming, who are they influenced by, and then just having a discussion around those influences and the stuff that they're consuming. When you're doing it on your own, you think more philosophically and psychologically, and so there's a lot of craziness going on in the world, on the macro level, as far as like the government and society and people in general. So you could talk about that stuff. Like, you could talk about live streaming if you're watching Twitch or YouTube live or something like that. And like, what do you spend your time doing? And for me, a lot of the time it's been doing nothing. And I enjoy that from time to time. I'll have something on the screen, but I'm not really consuming it. It's just like this passive consumption thing where I just need something happening motion-wise on the screen to feel like I'm doing something. Like, or something is happening around me. And I don't know. You know, I think a lot of people turn to weird things like drugs and alcohol, or turn to, well, not even alcohol, but like drugs, alcohol, philosophy, yoga, like just weird shit. Like, then people turn to vices. Yoga is a vice. The internet is a vice. Like, they turn to things to give them purpose. And I tend to do that. I tend to like look at things and use those as something to give me meaning in life, or I move my life forward in some form or fashion. Hard to tell what choices should be made. Like, should you be buying this thing or selling this thing or whatever? And then the hardest thing to do is determine value in life. And it's not just monetary value, but happiness and how do you increase that, and how do you reduce sadness, and who do you listen to that's going to be a positive influence in your life and make you think, rethink like some of the things that you're doing in life. You know, what's challenging is like when you stop doing something and it doesn't improve your life. And when you start doing something it doesn't do anything to improve your life. That's the thing. When things are neutral, when you find something that's neutral in life, like maybe creating this podcast or doing this live stream is neither positive or negative. It is just neutral. Neutral things make me think of stagnant, make me think of no motion, and make me think that really, what is the purpose of doing anything if it's not going to move toward the direction of your goals and your dreams? Because it just doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless. It doesn't, you know, I was thinking about this, is those days where you're just winning and you're winning and you're winning, you're making a lot of money, you're meeting a lot of new people, you're just outright having the best time of your life. Those days, how do you maximize those? How do you continually have days of 100 million new followers, 100 million new dollars, 100 million new experiences? Like, I'm being exaggerating way beyond like realistic numbers. But even like just one new viewer, one new dollar, one new experience, and just boom, 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 creating that, and then going from that happening in a day to that happening in a half an hour, or I mean half the day, then 6 hours, then 3 hours, then an hour and a half, and then just continuing that till where you're just like you're just living in this abundance of positive things happening in your life. How do you make that happen? How do you discover the right people to move you forward in that direction to help you accomplish your goals? And is it the process of thinking, or the accomplishments that is the significant value there? Is it the process or the accomplishment, or the accomplishment? Yeah. Is it the process or the accomplishment? Or is it both? And how can you feel the accomplishment in the process? How can you be achieving accomplishments while you're going through processes? That's the question. That's the million-dollar question right there. Is having multiple lines out, multiple buckets for these things that you want to acquire. Like, you want a bucket for happy experiences. You want a bucket for accomplishing goals. But these different buckets, and you want them to be filling up. And then you find out there's a hole in your bucket. Now, how do you find the right people to know how to repair the holes in the bucket? And maybe you need to give that bucket to someone else. And how do you ensure that that bucket is sustainable for them to collect these happy experiences, accomplishing their goals, and finding true love, or whatever the hell it is? And I'm being negative. I just feel like sometimes I get into that zone with the romance stuff, and it's just hard for people to not put a lot of negative into that bucket. I just want to protect that romance bucket, because people, I feel largely how I've fallen into depression or anxiety or these negative things is because that bucket was damaged. Either by myself or by participating parties. It's like you put your heart out there, and you put your heart into the things that you love, like and you want other people to love those things that you love as well. And I'm not very good at I don't have the words to really describe how people they don't think the way you think, and so they behave in a way or they say things that disrupt that bucket. Like, you might really like somebody, but they don't reciprocate that energy. And so you find yourself like reducing the amount of energy that you put into the romance bucket, especially, you know, it's like spending time online dating or going to like relationship counselors or something like that, and consultants that tell you how you're supposed to, or what is it called? A matchmaker or whatever. And then just having to deal with those, that struggle of figuring out what your love language is and how to find somebody who communicates in that same way, in that same vibe or energy. Because you want to find a partner that is different enough to where they're adding something to your life, but also similar enough to where it's not so complicated, like they don't have a completely opposite negative attract, there's like constant conflict or something in your life. And they say opposites attract and stuff like that, but I also think, you know, it's also true that people who are very similar are attracted to each other because there's like parallel and synonymous with each other. And so people that are like-minded tend to gravitate toward each other, but also, you know, opposites attract, like magnetic, like magnets, polarity, opposite polarity and stuff like that. You know, someone who's really, I mean, in like romantic movies, it seems like people who are like criminals meet angels, like it's like demons and angels and like these things that are very opposite, at least in the way that people think about things, like a chef and like a fast food chef and a healthy nutritionist. Like, it seems like those things are like opposite, or like a pornographer and a super religious zealot. Like, the opposite is attract. But, you know, you I think in your romance bucket, you want to find the perfect match. You know, you want to find someone that has the things that you need and helps you professionally, helps you personally, and gets you going in the right direction. For all the single bachelors like myself and single bachelorettes out there, that's, I think, what you want to acquire and what you want to accomplish in life. And I think for the married folks out there, it's all about finding more happy balances and increasing the you know, reestablishing that and rekindling that love that you found when you first met that person, or like your relationship. That, see, this is the thing, like when you think back, and people say a lot of, people talk negatively about this, about that puppy love, and you know, that fresh love. That's the best part about like a relationship, is when you're in that happy-go-lucky, like the person just makes you feel good about yourself. And you know, over time, like negative things build up, but you want to just remind yourself about those early days. Or maybe for some folks, their relationships were a foundation of necessity, and maybe, you know, that the utility of the relationship, in that sense, it needs to find the passion, the like romance, and the fun of the relationship, and just be more participant in the world, and be more engaged in things. For those out there that are in relationships, looking very much forward to building something together, or especially if it's fresh, it's a fresh relationship, you know, new engagement, new fiance, new marriage, and you know, I personally realize that a lot of things in life are based on experience. So I'm talking at a turn here when I'm talking about people who are married and people who are, you know, in relationships right now. I'm definitely talking at a turn, and I apologize about that, because I've never been married. I've never been in a long-term relationship. I just, you know, I'm just saying, like, if I was in those things, what I'd want out of them as an individual, I think a lot of people want the same things that I think I want. I think I'm a regular human being. I don't think I'm thinking crazy. Like these things are unobtainable relationship goals or whatever. But I don't personally talk a lot on podcasts and stuff like that about women. In a romantic sense, I have no idea, as a heterosexual male, like any other style of relationship or preference in relationship. So I can only talk from my preference. And I think it's funny to talk about curiosity. I think it's funny to talk about, like, being being wild. And that just sounds like I'm throwing negativity onto like other people's sexual preferences and stuff like that. I just think it's funny sometimes, like, oh, that's like their choice, and it seems like those choices, and who am I to say, you know, because I'm not a participant in that, those choices, like they seem, but I'm still saying it because I want to communicate it, is the people who choose to like be in gay relationships, or they choose to be in like polyamorous relationships or whatever their choices. Those seem very complicated and hard to manage, but being heterosexual, it seems just as hard to manage, it seems very complicated to manage heterosexual relationships with women. Because women tend to, and men as well, men spend time with other men being men, right? They're not being like gay or anything like that, but like, or sexually gay, but just like, just hanging with the boys and like playing sports and watching football on TV and playing video games together and like participating in activities and doing fun things together. And women tend to do that as well. And, you know, society is making it seem like they're not supposed to be like doing that. Like, women aren't supposed to be women and men aren't supposed to be men. And it's still this constant struggle to figure out what people are supposed to be doing. How are they supposed to be? And now we're back into like the psychology and the philosophy of things, but yeah, I'm going to close it out here with saying that, like, I have a lot of goals set in life, and I think that my mission, at least to like meet people that can make my life better in personal and business, is still in the works. And, you know, I'm still, you know, thinking about like, how can I be a better communicator, and who do I go to a coach, a communications coach, so that they can teach me to talk better? Or do I like get a social media manager so that they can teach me how to be a better socialite online and offline, or like however that works? But yeah, it's just a lot of things going on in my mind, a lot of things that are going on in my life. Again, sorry for the beginning of this conversation or this podcast being on mute, essentially, but yeah, I think I got everything out. Something's going on with my fridge right now. Something over there is making noise and I don't know what it is. And I got to go figure out what's making noise and try to resolve that issue. So here's an hour of me grinding out my teeth and talking and, you know, being a loud mouth, of course. And really just talking about life. So I hope that you are enjoying your life and that you're eating good food and keep trying to live your life to your fullest potential. So again,